City. Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo Tripwire.
Now, I've got to be very careful with what I'm about to talk about now because I know that a lot of people are very passionate about the subject. So yesterday, very sad story in Melbourne in a park in Pakenham where a woman allegedly was walking her Staffordshire Terrier, walking it with a lead and a harness, and from behind, two smaller dogs and one larger dog came up and started barking aggressively at the Staffy. Now, she had a young son with her at the same time and she feared for her son's safety, which is rightly so. So she took him to a barbecue area and she was watching still what was going on with her dog and the other dogs, and she tried to wave some people down to assist. In the end, people did come to the aid of the dogs, and the Staffy in the meantime had unfortunately mauled and killed the little dash hound who was off his leash. So look, I'm asking you this morning because I don't have a Staffy. I've never owned a Staffy, but they just keep coming up in the news all the time about, you know, attacking and sometimes killing other dogs. But is it because everyone's got something against them and we're just not hearing about other dogs, other breeds of dogs that could be doing the same? I mean, I don't know. I'm going to go directly to the phone right now because Andrea was listening before and she really wants to say something on the matter. Andrea from Kangaroo Flat, good morning. Sorry, Spring Gully.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Spring Gully, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you're a dog owner. Before you sort of tell us your story, what do you think in regards to Staffies? Do you think that they are under attack all the time, sometimes when they don't need to be?
I think they make the news, but all the stories about Jack Russells and Chihuahuas and other little fluffy dogs actually never make the news. And if you read the stats, Labradors are apparently the worst breed for attacking other dogs, but that doesn't make the news because it's not a good news story. But to show a Staffy, because they look sort of tough and aggressive, is a really great news story. But I have an English Bull Terrier that's been attacked four times in her life.
Yeah.
Three times was by the same Jack Russell that the owners let roam and didn't have on the lead, and she did not respond. But the fifth time it attacked my Maremma, and he opened up a can of nastiness on the dog, but I had both of my dogs on the lead and I was able to get him to leave the dog alone.
Yep.
So I'm a little bit two-minded. I know she was protecting her son and I don't know that story at all, but I just don't think the Jack Russells and the fluffy dogs of the world make the news when they viciously attack another dog. And that Jack Russell actually bit my dog five times on the rump and on the face.
Wow.
And she was injured.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't make the news because it's not a good story.
Mm.
But I can imagine if someone was walking past and seeing a Bull Terrier and a Jack Russell, they would automatically assume that my dog had attacked that dog. They would not even take into consideration that dog was attacking my Bull Terrier. They would just look at her and go, oh, she must have done that. I'm just in two minds. Like, I would not condone at all another dog mauling another dog to death. I think that's really hideous. But I just don't think it gets reported when cute little dogs attack other dogs and the injuries are not going to be as bad. So I think if you do own a big, strong dog, you've got to be able to control them no matter what the circumstances are. And Maremmas are a guardian breed, so he was wanting to kill that dog. He absolutely wanted to kill that dog, but I didn't allow him. I didn't have any small children around. I don't know what I would have done if I had had small children with me. I think I would have still been able to control him, but I would have definitely wanted to move them away from the situation
Of course, it adds another layer to the whole situation, doesn't it, with her natural instinct was to protect him as opposed to the dog.
Yeah, but... and there was a big dog there too. I saw that on the footage. There was quite a large dog there, and I would be afraid of a large dog. I would move my children away from a large dog.
Yeah, no, you certainly have raised some really good points, Andrea, and I guess the moral is if you have a dog, regardless of if it's small or if it's large, try and keep control of it and have it on a leash.
Yeah, and there's this whole thing where people say, oh, it's okay, my dog's friendly, but not every other dog is friendly, and you don't know how they're going to react to each other. They don't always like each other, so they may be friendly normally, but they can still attack if they don't like the other dog.
Yeah, that's so true.
Be sensible about meeting and greeting other dogs. You don't let them rush at a dog just because it's friendly, because the other dog could see that as aggressive, and that's what happens with a Maremma. Even if the dog's friendly, if a dog rushes at it, it automatically wants to fight because it thinks it's got to protect you from that dog. So I don't think people are sensible enough with their dogs. I really don't. I think there's too much off-leash and too much, oh, I'm friendly, and don't get me wrong, I walk my dogs off the leash all the time, but I'm able to have them under control and get them back on a leash if we're going to meet a dog that we've never met before.
Yeah, that is the absolute key, Andrea. It really is. And look, thank you so much for your comments this morning.
No,
really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, Kylie. Have a great day.
You
love
too. Thank you.
Wake up with your mates.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5.
Triple M.